This is an extremely challenging group of patients, and is a group for whom the cardiologist can do a great deal of good. It also is a presentation that allows the clinician to find conditions that could truly be problematic for the patient if the PVCs are not thoroughly worked up. Many situations, we will find patients who are at risk of sudden death because they present with PVCs. These include the patients with ischemic heart disease and with forms of cardiomyopathy, particularly congestive cardiomyopathy and hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. If these conditions are found, an entirely different approach to therapy is necessary. The patient with an ischemic cardiomyopathy, PVCs, and non-sustained VT with an EF under 36% should undergo electrophysiologic study and therapy guided on the basis of the EP study. If the EP study is positive, then the patient will be a candidate for an ICD based on the MEDIC criteria. If the patient ends up having a dilated cardiomyopathy with an EF of 40% or less, then the patient would be a candidate for one of the pre-event trials that are currently being undertaken, such as the SCUD-HEF trial or the DEFINITE trial. In those two particular trials, the EF cutoff is 35%, but I think one would begin to think about a prophylactic defibrillator in such patients with an EF under 40%, as the two-year sudden death rate in this category of patient approaches 25%. The patient with a hypertrophic cardiomyopathy and PVCs without syncope or evidence of non-sustained ventricular tachycardia can also be treated with a drug such as a beta blocker, or if there's an outflow tract gradient, with amiodarone.